It was lunchtime. My husband and I were sitting with our daughter, munching on burritos in an outdoor shopping center plaza, basking in the sun and the quiet. Within minutes, we found ourselves swarmed by students from a nearby Napa high school. Over the din and in between bites, my husband spoke about the news surrounding the mortgage industry bailout. Sweeping a hand across the crowd of teenagers, he told my daughter, "They don't know it now, but all of them will have to pay for this bailout. You will too." Our 13-year-old daughter greeted the remark with a look of polite confusion. Fanny who, her face seemed to say, "Not to worry," I thought. "She'll figure it out soon enough, at least by the time she is earning a living and paying taxes. By the looks of things, the financial messes being made on Wall Street today will require cleanup for decades to come. It doesn't seem fair, but it's what we tend to do in this country. Make a mess today that we leave to others to clean up later." I saw this firsthand in the shopping plaza that day. Sitting at our table, I watched the high school lunch crowd vacate the plaza fast as they came, leaving behind tables filled with empty food cartons and soiled napkins. Incredulous, I looked at my daughter and husband. "Who do they think is going to clean this up?" I asked. My husband, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, still fresh on the tip of his tongue, said without hesitation, "Someone else." Peeved as I was at the students, I couldn't really blame them for leaving behind a mess. Adult society doesn't always set a very good example. Just look at all the financial industry CEOs that have recently exited their troubled firms, pockets full of compensation, without so much as a backward glance. One of the first things we learn in kindergarten is to clean up after ourselves. It's part of being a good citizen. Somehow we unlearn this as we get older, as is clearly being evidenced by our country's current financial crisis and its sheer lack of accountability. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.